This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has arrived in Mexico.
I am here because the root causes are my highest priority in terms of addressing the issue. And we need to deal with it, both in terms of the poverty we are seeing, the hunger that we are seeing, the effect of the hurricanes and the climate, extreme climate conditions. What we are seeing in terms of the pandemic, one of the first conversations that I had when I arrived, but even before, was about our
The Veep is closing out her first foreign trip today with a visit to Mexico and a meeting with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a key but complicated ally in the Biden administration's efforts to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. On Monday, Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S. after her meeting with Guatemalan President Alejandro Hamate on Monday. She also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making the trek. Do not come.
The goal of our work is to help Guatemalans find hope at home.
Glaring COVID-19 vaccine inequality has created a two-track pandemic, with Western countries protected and poorer nations still exposed. World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said yesterday, renewing pleas for shot donations.
We still see a mixed picture around the world. The number of deaths reported last week increased in three out of WHO's six regions: Africa, the Americas, and the Western Pacific.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand police have made 35 arrests and laid over 900 charges, according to authorities today, as part of a global crackdown on transnational organized crime. During a series of police raids across the country yesterday, authorities seized about $2.7 million worth of assets, including 14 vehicles, four firearms, numerous mobile phones, and just under 10 kilograms of methamphetamine. The operation, which was conceived by Australian police and the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation in the United States, takes control of a messaging app used by organized crime networks. The U.N. Security Council has strongly condemned violations of human rights and international humanitarian law in the Central African Republic and warned again that attacks on United Nations peacekeepers there may constitute war crimes. The press statement was issued yesterday after closed-door Security Council discussions and a briefing from the UN Special Envoy to the country. Canadian police say a Muslim family was targeted in a deadly attack. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this report.
Authorities in Canada say a driver has been arrested after allegedly plowing a pickup truck into a family of five Sunday night, killing four and seriously injuring the other. Chief Stephen Williams of the London, Ontario Police Service calls it an intentional act.
We believe the victims were targeted because of their Islamic faith.
Police say 20-year-old Nathaniel Veltman was arrested near the scene of the attack, wearing a vest that appeared to be like body armor. Veltman faces four counts of first-degree murder, and Canadian authorities are looking into potential hate crimes and terrorism charges. Police say Veltman did not know the victims. I'm Mike Gracia.
UN judges are set to rule today on former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic's appeal of his 2017 conviction for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. 78-year-old Mladic was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of leading the massacre of more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys and of terror and unlawful attacks against civilians in Sarajevo during Bosnia's 1992 to 1995 war. Mladic maintains his innocence. His lawyers argued that his conviction was based on what they say were legal and factual mistakes. U.S. government health officials have approved the first drug that they say may help slow Alzheimer's disease. The decision Monday came after the agency's independent advisor said the treatment hadn't been shown to help slow the brain-destroying disease. The Food and Drug Administration is not required to follow the panel's advice. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.